This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
And it was delightful. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's like a Monday to us, but it is already Tuesday.
Man, how about that rain yesterday?
Yeah, what the actual?
I follow Truckee CHP.
Oh.
And they had posted, it's mid-May and we're expecting snow.
Mm.
It didn't happen. It was flurried. Like later they posted, well, we got gaslit.
Funny.
That's so funny.
Because of course.
We got some flurries, some rain, mm-hmm. but no actual snow fell and stuck. So, oh well. But man, it wasn't just a sprinkle either. It poured at my house.
We debated on Sunday, are we going to pull in all of our cushions? Because that is the never-ending debate. Shall we pull in all the cushions on all the things and put them back in storage? Dun, 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 dun. So I'm looking at the little
app. Drum roll can't go that long. You got to get to the answer. Did you pull them in?
We did pull them
in. All right.
We did. Ooh. Even though the nice app job, said 0.1 inch, I'm like, that's missed. Like it mists every morning. In the end, we just did it.
All right.
Piled them up, pulled them in, and then I pulled a couple out because I wasn't pulling them all back out. It was still cloudy enough. Pulled out two, and then immediately it started raining again, like middle of the day. I'm like, okay.
Well, you asked for it.
I did. Turns out every time I whip those things out, the sun goes away. The clouds roll in.
What'd you whip out?
The cushions.
Oh, all right.
Yes. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear.
Well, you know, when you hear whip it out, you got to wonder.
Do you think it's Wednesday or something?
I don't know. Oh.
Hello to the bone. How you doing?
That's
get
never
it?
Been.
It's called the bone.
Okay.
Hilarious. Hi. LaGarza Summer Camp is bringing us this portion of the show. It's summer. It's right around the corner, you guys. Like, so close. Crazily enough, I don't know. I mean, I've been alive 1,000 years, it feels like. And I'm still always surprised by how late it's still broad daylight out. Last night, I get out of bed, it's 8:30. You know, you wake up like, oh no, did I, oh, what is it, 6 a.m?
You woke up at 8:30.
I woke up at 8:30 and I walk out of my room, like, you know, pull the things that darken the room apart. And
Your crypt.
Oh my God, it's still light out.
Yep.
I thought maybe I'd overslept and it was already the next morning. But it's a.
But you'd actually fallen asleep.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Look well, at that you was. Go. There's the disorientation. I got in bed probably like at 7.
Mm.
Fell right to sleep. Woke right the hell back up because I don't sleep like I used to. But it's only May 13th, and the longest day isn't even for another month.
Right.
Like it's just. I feel like it's surprising me. Maybe every year it does, and I just keep forgetting. Anyway, LaGarza Summer Camps, that's what I'm going to tell you about right now. They've got it all over there at LaGarza. 30 locations across the Bay Area. a variety of programs, sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, peace of mind for parents, and tired kids at the end of the day who had a great time and can't wait to go back. Head to LaGarzaSports.org. Use the code ALICE and you'll get $50 off. La Garza Summer Camp. All right, I think I'll do this one first. Because it's not funny really, but it is kind of funny. Siegfried and Roy. There's a series that's just been picked up at Apple. It's called Wild Things. And it's about Siegfried and Roy.
Okay.
And this, I have the casting, so you have to tell me, are these...
Is this about the fateful day when one of their tigers...
I would assume.
Attacked?
Yes. Right. Roy
or,
was... Roy
as they was, say, he was trying to rescue me.
Yes, he was just trying to drag me away to safety by the femoral artery. Everything was fine. Don't worry.
Oh, you delusional little man.
Yeah, well...
Whatever.
I
forgot that about that.
Yeah.
That's what he said happened.
Yes. That was.
That's right. That's what he said, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No,
he was trying to save
me.
He wasn't attacking me. He was trying to save me.
Yeah.
For kids, listen, you maybe don't know about Siegfried and Roy, but for basically our whole lives, they were a thing in Vegas.
Big.
They were two fabulous dudes. Unrelated, I believe. And I think at one time they were in a relationship, but then they weren't. I don't know.
They were in a relationship one way or another.
With their tigers, right. They were married to each other in that they had a very, very famous and popular show in Vegas for years and years. And they were the trainers of white tigers. And I think they had some other animals and stuff too, but that was the big thing was these white tigers. And at one point, one of them grabbed Roy by the leg to drag him to safety, but he bled out and lived, but was never the same. I want to say it was almost like a stroke, right? Like he just, the blood loss was
a lot happened to that
profound
guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and then you'd still see them from time to time. Like I don't think that the show went on. After that, although maybe it did. Maybe just Siegfried was still doing it.
It looks like we're going to have to watch the show.
Yes, I guess so, Vin. So here's your casting for it. Now, people of a certain age who have in their mind what these two look like. Like Siegfried was a very, they were both handsome in their day. And Siegfried, very German and big and had blonde hair. Like very lion-esque.
You know them apart.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Roy had dark brown hair. And I don't remember how he styled it. I only can really remember him after the post accident.
Roy's the one that got eaten.
He is, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saved, I think you mean.
Whatever.
Yeah. So the casting goes like this. And I have to say I kind of like it cuz I love Jude Law. Jude Law is going to play Siegfried. I'm assuming he's playing Siegfried. I'm assuming that Jude Law is playing Siegfried. Although now I'm looking at him, I guess Andrew Garfield does have kind of biggish hair.
Oh, they're the cat. They
Andrew
are.
Andrew Garfield is
wow,
the other.
Wow, they got big stars
they
for that.
They did get big stars. This is actually, it's executive produced by Brian Grazer and showrunner.
He's big too.
He is. He's huge. And then the showrunner is the guy who co-created Only Murders in the Building. His name is John Hoffman. I don't really know him, but Brian Grazer is big. He actually is. He would be a good Roy. I don't think he acts. I have no idea. Anyway, Siegfried and Roy, starring Jude Law and Andrew Garfield, is going to be an Apple TV Plus show.
Okay.
So I don't have much more than that. Set to go into production this fall. Oh, it is Garfield as Roy and Jude Law will be Siegfried. Minigame. What year did the tiger attack on stage happen? And it happened on stage in front of people, just so everyone's clear that this was a spectacle that some people actually witnessed. What year did that happen? Oh, did you already say it? Okay.
For the record, I just want to say, I don't even know which guy's which guy. So this is, you know, left field guess. I will say 2003.
I will say 2004.
It's 2003.
Oh my God.
That is
that's a point.
That's 2 points.
What just happened?
I don't know.
You just put yourself in the lead for whatever games we play today.
Buy a lottery ticket today, buddy.
Stupid guess, too. Wow. Just threw it out there.
Okay, ooh. I'm putting 2 points by your name just for later.
That's nice of you.
Sure. All right. So there you go. There's that. There's our opening salvo. Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Still, we're still big fans at my house.
Oh,
big.
Sure.
My daughter had her first dance on Friday night.
She's a fifth grader?
She's a fifth grader.
That actually feels young for a dance. Is it, she considered in middle school?
No, okay. No. Some schools do 6, 7, 8. But so I don't know if that's the way they. I was 7, 8. So I'm not.
I was 6, 7, 8.
I don't relate
to
it at all.
So there were opportunities for me to go to dances in sixth grade.
Mm. Well, she went to a dance she goes, we mostly just dance to the best songs. And I was like, well, what are those? Mm. They played. In 2 hours, they played 3 Taylor Swift songs.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, it's Alice.
Right?
I mean, and then she said Olivia Rodrigo and they put all the hits.
Right.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sure,
I was
of course.
Oh my God, it's us. We're the hit station.
And so she just did all the fast dances. I mean, there was no like, you know, boys
there were no
with their
slow
hands
songs,
down
no.
your pockets.
And she told me all this stuff. So there were no slow songs, but her and her friends would run out and dance to the fast songs of Taylor Swift and scream and, you know, sing. And I was happy
what
for her.
Fun.
I was
did they decorate a gym or something? What?
It was a Hawaiian theme.
Okay.
Even though was there was no the school, Hawaiian though. Music. Yeah. But back to Taylor Swift, still huge with the kids.
Yeah.
Those are the songs that got them off their butts and out onto the floor screaming and dancing.
I just have to. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
It's Tay Tay.
Yeah. All the way.
Yep.
Taylor has been subpoenaed to testify in the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni mess. If we're to believe the tabloids, she's already annoyed at being linked to the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni mess. But it's going to get worse for her very soon. She's been subpoenaed by Justin's attorneys to testify in the battle over they are battling over this movie, It Ends With Us. Allegations are being flung back and forth, and I don't know how this will all shake out. And neither of them is going to smell like a rose after this. I really already feel like a ton of damage has been done, mostly to her and to Ryan Reynolds.
Well, and I would say you're right, but that's because those are the people everyone knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to throw shade at
Justin
what's
Baldoni.
His name, but I'd never heard of him
ever.
Until this lawsuit.
He's more famous now than he may ever be in the rest of his life.
And I don't know that there are probably people out there who would say, that guy's one of our best actors. Okay, I haven't seen him yet.
He
I still
good.
Haven't even
he
seen
was good
this.
In that movie.
So he might be one of our best actors.
He's not.
I wouldn't know that.
He's fine though. He's good. It was I really liked that character. I mean, he's actually a bad guy, but I liked the character that he played, and I thought, wow, he's actually there is something there. I can see why he cast himself as the main guy in that movie, because I think that was the other thing. He had the rights to it. He was the director. He brings on Blake, and apparently she wanted to take over. Well, I don't know. Maybe everything she says is true. Anyway, Taylor's been subpoenaed, and that's really the crux of all of this. It's very inconvenient for her. She's very busy being Travis's girlfriend.
Well, she's very busy taking a break. The lady toured the world for 2 years straight.
And now she has to go and be subpoenaed.
I'm sure that it'll bring attention to that trial that...
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know.
So... I don't know if this is just one of those things where they sit you in the room and what's that? What's the word for that? Starts with a D.
Deposition.
Thank you. They're going to depose her.
If you're Taylor, you have to run a gauntlet just to get into the courthouse.
Right.
So it's not just this
you
easy,
might as well
like,
ask. They should put you in a closet somewhere and just let you sleep there.
If anything, maybe they can Zoom her.
Maybe. So the reason why that she's been subpoenaed is Blake invited Justin to her New York City home in 2023 to discuss a scene that they disagreed on. When he got there, he claims he was ambushed by Taylor and Ryan, who pressured him to accept Blake's ideas for the scene. In a text after the fact, Blake told Justin, "If you ever get around to watching Game of Thrones, you'll appreciate that I'm Khaleesi, and like her, I happen to have a few dragons. For better or worse, but usually better, because my dragons also protect those I fight for." At the time,
and yes, there's Taylor at the door. Right?
Isn't that
Isn't that how that went?
Basically.
She totally set it up so that these two come, Brian and Taylor come walking in at the end of this meet and greet.
Right. She's meeting with him, and then they happen to show up. They were coming over after a thing. At the time, Justin Baldoni did not seem too upset. These are texts that were released months ago. He had replied, "I really love what you did. It really does help a lot with the scene. Makes it so much more fun and interesting, and I would have felt that way without Ryan and Taylor."
Oh, he wrote that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
"You really are a talent across the board. Really excited and grateful to do this together."
You know, at that point, she hadn't sued him, right?
Right.
Right.
He's just trying to be.
Sued him for the very thing he seems to stand against.
Right.
Like, the whole movie was handed to him, right? Because he was a guy didn't he have the podcast before?
Yeah, he did. He had a lot of things going on before, and it's actually some of the stuff that he had going on seemed to be very much advocating for women. And
the Man Enough podcast.
Yeah, there it is. Man Enough.
So there he is.
And she turns around and accuses him of everything. He's like, "Wait a minute.
I'm wearing a cape.
I specifically am not this guy.
It has a W on it.
Woman. Woman." I don't know. Anyway, Taylor's been subpoenaed. All right, Vinny, what you got for me?
The very thing. Well, this lady thinks she's a queen and stolen cake after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Since you've been gone. Oh, yeah. Since you've been gone.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Info about everything we talk about on the show is always at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh.
That's where we keep it. We store it all there.
Everything.
Yep.
The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Unbelievable. Mm. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Oh. Ticks are scary. And they just don't go away on their own. These small pests thrive in your yard, waiting for a chance to latch on and make us sick.
Yeah.
Left untreated, a tick problem can creep in quickly and quietly. Take action today. It's a must.
Oh. Action. Lights, camera, action.
Mention you heard about that. Go on.
What is happening?
Have you been bitten by a tick or something?
Mention you heard about ATCO on Sarah and Vinny and get 10% off any tick treatment. Ticks.
Ticks are so
treatment.
Gross. God, I hate ticks.
Mostly sunny today, and it's blue skies out over
already.
The city of Sanford. There might be some clouds where you're at, but it's going to be a nice day. High 60s, the weird rain that we had yesterday. Mm. I get up on our day off to go surf, and it's pouring out.
Surprisingly heavy.
Of all the day, you know, though, there
course,
it is. Day
right.
off, of course.
Couldn't happen on a Tuesday. Had to happen on a Monday.
Mm-hmm. Warriors lost last night. I only saw the first half, and we were in it. Mm-hmm. We were in it in the first half. But in the end, we lost 117-110. We're down 3-1 in the series. Game 5 is tomorrow night, 6:30 tip. This is it.
Warriors.
Back against the wall, or we start vacation. You win. Or you go home.
That's when. Let's try winning. Let's do it.
Have we talked about what's happening later today?
Oh, yes, we have talked about it via email. And it's okay to say Mason starts today at 10. We got a new DJ. DJ Mason.
New DJ Mason starts in a few hours.
Mason's,
right after us.
Mason is a woman, in case you're wondering. Because
mm-hmm.
that could also be a dude. I've never known a Mason woman.
You haven't?
No. Nope.
Have you known a Mason man?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever known either Masons that I can think of, but anyway, she seems like a delight. We just know you're going to love her.
Yeah, you are going to. We met her last week, and she seemed so nice. Mason. We're all following her now, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'm following her.
Oh, I don't know if I am.
I kind of log into my Instagram. I think I'm, like, locked out on my Instagram now.
Well, you deserve it.
I do. It's true. Oh, well.
Oh,
yeah?
How was your Mother's Day?
Oh, it was fine. Thank you.
What do you mean?
It was lovely.
What happened? Anything good? The boys are in New York.
Yeah, I FaceTimed with both of them.
Okay.
So that was nice.
They tell you they love you more than any mom on the face of the planet?
They do say nice things to me.
Good.
About it. Yeah.
That's good.
I can tell their dad put them up to it, but it still means a lot to me.
And well, that's what happens.
My thing over the weekend was, because I get up so much earlier than anyone else in the house, knowing John, meaning only John. And it was, you know, it'd be freezing cold like yesterday morning. It was still kind of drizzling out. I don't think you can make that any straighter.
Don't.
Okay. It was kind of drizzly and I went out and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. It was just starting to get light. I opened up the hot tub and I got in there. I'm like, oh, happy Mother's Day to
you. And then did sex happen real fast?
No, John wasn't
in
there.
I know, but then he went like, oh my God, the alarms are going off. I got to get in there.
Yeah,
someone needs me.
And I wasn't trying to like sneak away from that either. I wasn't
Wiener husband man to the rescue.
Right. Thank God. Woo. Anyway.
Boy-yo-yo-ing. I think that's his sound.
Yeah, I know.
Wiener husband man.
Right.
Anyway.
That is new. You guys had fun. He said, oh, Vinny's how you love talking to Vinny. And on Thursday night, I guess. A nice combo with him.
That's what he said.
So what he, something like that. You know,
I love
like,
blah, talking blah, to Vinny.
Blah,
nice.
Blah, 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 Vinny, nice guy, blah, blah, blah. That was fun, blah,
yeah,
blah,
I like
blah.
John a lot.
Haven't seen him for a while.
We had a nice dinner together.
Maddie and I are over on the other side just watching Vinny and John go in.
No, you're not.
Yes, we were.
Please.
We weren't doing anything. He was saying that he loved your meal the most. He's like, Vinny, really? Vinny picked the best thing. Like, what are you talking about? He goes, you know, the steak. I'm like, no, I don't have any of it. He's like, oh, yeah, I ate half of his steak. Like, oh, I'm glad you liked it so much.
And then you gave me a bunch of crap about my potato preparation, which I found to be disturbing. Like, that's how you do it. And then luckily, there were faces in the crowd that went.
Yeah, like two people were like, yeah, I've heard of that. No one's ever done it, but I have heard of that.
Get out of here.
He quadrants it. It's just so strange to me. Bob, was it strange to you? Or are you like, yeah, I go quadrants?
No, I had to chime in. I'm with Vinny on this one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were the culprit.
Voice from above.
Yeah. I'm like that.
Cut across, smoosh, and then chop that sucker up with all the stuffs in it.
8 tablespoons of butter.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, as much butter as you can get in there.
Right.
Nothing makes potatoes taste good like butter.
I normally eat the skin, too, but we'd already had... There was enough food on my plate.
Need
I had
more
salad.
And it's funny,
that.
Too, because even you were even thinking, like, don't bother with the potato when they put the other food in front of you.
Yes, because I'd already had some stuff, yeah. So I felt like, uh-oh.
As it turned out, the potato was the highlight.
Anyway, that's C-squared or C2 or whatever they call it at Cash Creek is high-end dining. Yeah. So good. And there were a couple things on that menu. When she said the price, I went, oh my goodness, thank God I didn't order that. Like,
yes.
Like a.
You specifically said, I'll take the steak that costs this much.
Yeah, there's a steak that's been flown in.
Yes.
And I was like, that steak won't, it's wasted on me.
Yeah. And John was saying, how much better could the $200 steak have been? He was like, exactly. That was the most delicious steak. It was perfectly done. Looked like they had sous vide'd it too. It was like perfect all the way through.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Anyway, let me get
okay.
to
it. Yeah,
because
yeah. I'm sure there's
meandered
something, right?
Enough. Well,
it's just fun. We're just catching up after 3 days off.
Right.
Missed you.
Did you?
So much.
Liar.
Not lying.
Thought oh, you, did you guys go gamble?
I didn't. John did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he did gamble. Did he win?
I think he won like $120.
All right, John.
Something like that.
John. There you go.
Oh. That's how we'll know him.
Super wiener husband man.
Yep. You can clip that. Think that was perfect right there.
Yep. A man in his 20s went on social media to ask for advice after his roommate stole a piece of cake that he'd baked from his fridge. Then the roommate had a bad allergic reaction and called 911.
Oh.
They hit him with an EpiPen and he recovered. Apparently, he had a peanut allergy and didn't realize the cake included peanut butter.
Oh.
The problem is the man says the roommate who stole the cake is now asking him to pay his medical bills because he, quote, poisoned him. With the stolen food.
And you said his own fridge. Mm-hmm. Do they each have their own fridges like in their rooms? Sometimes that is a thing.
The roommate had gone into his fridge. They have separate mini fridges. The roommate had gone into the other roommate's fridge to take the cake, which was never offered to him in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really clear that the roommate who stole the cake is paying the price for being a roommate, crappy roommate. Like, who among us hasn't had a roommate at some point in our lives where you're just like, you are teaching me that I can't be with roommates. You were showing me all the reasons why roommates suck.
I had roommates for many, many years as a necessity and then as, you know, like good friends.
Kid,
you want to live with friends. Like there were times, some of the best times of my life were getting home from whatever I was doing that day. And there are my roommates and we just grab our surfboards and walk down to the beach.
Oh,
and
so fun.
Paddle and then we get back to the house and the neighborhood is a buzz and you're just like, this is the best. I'm poor,
but it doesn't matter.
But I'm loving life. This is super fun. So those were good times, but also the times when you walk in and someone's eating
your
little bit
bite,
of food that you own.
Or wearing your underwear.
That's another one that was really like, I don't get it.
I didn't have any underwear left, so I just took some of yours.
I know.
They're really comfortable, bro. Thanks.
I really never loved that.
Yeah. So I feel that this, him having that allergic reaction and needing an EpiPen and almost dying from stealing his roommate's cake is karma.
So these guys had already set boundaries, it looks like, because they had a rule. They do not share groceries. They have separate mini fridges for that reason. And that is one of the things you start to, like, you know who I don't want to be? The guy who's all, no, you can't have a bowl of my cereal. Like, that's right.
It just feels like a jerky move.
It's just humiliating to get right. But when you get to that point where with roommates, enough has happened that you're like,
yeah,
it's just like, okay, maybe I need to live a little.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Like, what am I doing?
Right. We need to write our names on all our food.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
Yeah. Because if not, it would get gone.
And there's, you know, these are good friends of mine that we would be in dishes wars
over.
Like, you know, well, those aren't my dishes. I'm not doing them. Now I got to put my dishes on your dishes, but that doesn't mean that I'm doing all the I should live alone. Mm. Like, there's a certain age where you go, this isn't.
It is true, though. I mean, there's a lot to be learned from having roommates, and it's about like the level of cleanliness that you would expect or not, because there are plenty of people you're like, how do you live like this? There are maggots in our trash barrel. Oh. Like, I can't live like this. So now I got to carry the maggoty trash down.
Back to the story, party people. They're saying, naturally, a lot of people are telling him, you're not responsible for your roommate who had an allergic reaction to the cake he stole from your fridge. You're not responsible. The guy says it's awkward, though. They were friends before being roommates, and the roommate with the allergy told their joint friends about it, and some of them are saying he should at least contribute something toward the medical expenses.
I disagree. It is tough. See, there it is, the friend thing. Be careful, move in with friends.
And they ended up, so the guy has posted the update saying he's refused to pay, but he's also going to leave. He has to look for a new apartment, and that friendship's probably toast. Bummer.
It is a bummer.
Because when you look back, just like I'm saying, like an argument over cereal, especially once you get a dollar in your pocket, you go, man, was I really that? But I was, because I was that broke and because too many people had helped themselves, and you find yourself going,
if I don't protect my food, I will die.
I got home and that cereal was going to be my dinner. And then I was going to, now I got to go to the store and buy more cereal.
Or steal more cereal because I am out of money.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This lady from the UK. How's my time? I'm good. A woman just got married in the UK and she had a slightly bigger wedding party than most. No, she's not the queen, but she does seem to believe. So you start with two or three bridesmaids, I guess. How many are you going to have there, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Do you have
bridesmaids?
A large party?
Lots? I don't know.
You don't know yet. What do you mean?
I haven't done any planning.
Oh, none.
I have the venue.
I like your style.
And the photographer, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's all we need, right? Everyone will just show up.
Do you have a big enough friend group that this is going to get, like, difficult?
I think it's more so that I am getting a little old for the whole we're all going to wear matching dresses thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Do you have, like, just a maid of honor who can just pick out a nice dress? And do you have a sister?
Know. No.
Cousin?
Yes.
That you're
but
close
no,
with?
No one, nobody, no family member that I'm close with.
Well, you don't have to. There are no rules,
yes.
Really.
We'll see.
Catherine Stewart just got married. That's the lady's name.
Kathleen Stewart?
Queen Catherine Stewart.
Oh, Queen Catherine Stewart.
With 95 bridesmaids.
So everyone at the wedding was a bridesmaid?
You're a bridesmaid. And you're a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
95. This is the wedding party photo with 95 bridesmaids, everyone.
I can't believe that 95 people went, yeah, all right, I'll be in that. I would have been like, oh, you don't need me. Great.
I can't believe the groomsman didn't grab the groom and say, bro, this is your life. Run.
Yeah.
Cancel this today. Like, this is.
Does it say how many men he had, groomsmen he had?
But it's unbelievable that someone would let their wedding party swell to 95. Oh, no, it does.
Popular.
He had 8.
Oh, he had 8.
8 groomsmen.
That's actually still, it sounds like none, but that's still a huge wedding party. Like, I had 6, and it was, like, a little bit out of control.
The entire wedding was 250 people, and 103 of them were in the wedding party.
Mm. That's, is she, like, a sorority girl? Or does she, I don't know. Like,
you know what's
funny?
A bunch
of different clubs or something?
Christina has some really good best friends. I've told you about them. Trina and Annalisa, and there's others.
Alicia.
Alicia is also no longer a friend of our family or anyone we know or related
right away.
To.
Right.
And, well, she peeped me. I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah, peep people.
I mean, you cut her out of your life, obviously.
Right, of course. Right. Anyway, my point was going to be that my wife will call them Aunt Trina or, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with it, but there's nothing wrong with being good friends too. Like, that is a special gift. Like, you don't have to, at some point though, you should be able to say to the close friends that, like, I can't have you all in this wedding party and you should just be happy for me and there shouldn't be.
It's just such a strange thing to think that you could even come up with 95 names like that. Like, these are my 95 best friends.
Well, they're saying she works at some kind of a dance studio and has a lot of people come through there and invited them. whether they're good friends or customers. I don't know what the deal is, but it's
what a strange
completely
thing.
Over the top.
Maybe she just wanted to have the world record for the most.
Well,
did she win it? Did she get the world record?
I don't know if she has a world record, but I do feel like there's
it's so long for all those people to walk up to the altar. And even then, it's like there's no, just take the first five rows. Just don't, there's no place for you.
Our text, all give speeches too?
Yeah, I know.
It's so over the, our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, I got married at 40. No wedding party for us. Was so much easier.
Mm. And if you really want to keep the costs under control, like they're really there. I don't want to say don't hire a planner because I'm sure there's a planner listening right now going, don't say it. But Jesus, like there are no rules. You can just have a party and get married. Without, and it won't cost you $40,000.
415 says, I chipped in on a new sofa with my psycho roommate. She drunkenly sprayed it with Clorox bleach spray, thinking it was Febreze.
Oh.
I refused to pay my half. Was I wrong? No.
Oh, wait. So she ruined the couch and they were still making payments on it?
I guess.
I mean, isn't it kind of your fault because you were with an idiot?
So it lands on her that the couch
she's got it now. Right. I mean, it's at some point they were going to go their separate ways anyway. And some they weren't going to cut the couch in half. I feel like if you owe the money, I don't know. That one's a little bit muddier for me than the guy who made himself sick by stealing the food out of the guy's own fridge.
707 says, when I was young, we were told to draw a picture of our favorite meal. When they looked at mine, they understood the fried chicken, but asked, what's the yellow stuff? Mashed potatoes with lots of butter, of course.
It's a pile of butter.
Yummy. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I think I'm going to have to do baked potatoes tonight for all this talk.
Well,
about
who knows?
It.
We might talk about some other food later on.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll bring up pizza in a minute. I don't want to commit so early. Right. Yeah. The Diddy trial is underway and more.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.